peace, love, and light wherever you are. I hope you're feeling all right, especially amidst the global crisis, the coronavirus. Not similar to the global crisis of hunger, in which 9 million people die a year. This new virus is like a flu, similar to something that might be microorganisms, viruses engineered in places like the largest laboratory in China. I think it's in Wuhan. Anyway,
here you go.
Hip hop graffiti. My name is Job Bliss. We're in quarantine right now. We're locked down. We're locked
down. Social distancing.
We're social distancing.
Quarantine is such a dirty word. It's such a nasty word.
We're bending the curve or whatever they're saying. You know, hashtag.
We're trying to...
stay at home.
Trying to thin the curve or something like that.
Big shouts to all the individuals out there that have been doing a lot of free content.
Hashtag social distancing.
The concerts that we've been getting.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Miguel. I love you. You're awesome.
Yeah, that was really nice.
What was it like? He went for like an hour, like 40-something minutes. But it was great.
It was like a 44
nice
minutes.
Live little concert. It was really nice.
It was beautifully done. Yeah. And it was put together real organic. It was like he was in the kitchen.
Yeah,
he was in the kitchen with Miguel. It was real cool. But you know who else was in the living room?
Who?
Coughing Britishly.
Coughs British.
This motherfucker Idris Elba goes live. Minute after Miguel starts singing.
He was live all weekend long. I'm like,
this nigga was live for a whole hour after Miguel gets off.
Yo, he was definitely
not coughing. Live. Just sitting on his couch, he and his wife.
Right. Live.
Looking normal.
Direct.
Glad you're doing well, man.
They were like letting fans go on and the fans were like, oh my God, I love you. And stuff like that. Like, it was so crazy. It was weird. To watch. Very like, it strange. Was cringy to watch to me. Because I'm like, why are you on live? Ain't you supposed to be, like, chilling and in quarantine and shit? Like, I don't know. I didn't never witness him coughing or anything. I ain't gonna front.
He didn't cough at all. He didn't even clear his throat.
Right.
I never even saw it. Neither did I watch.
I didn't watch longer than 10 minutes. Right.
But
I didn't even watch that long. I think we cut before.
I ain't seen no sipping or no beverage. I ain't seen no medicine. Like,
in all white. Like, wearing white.
Homie was looking like he just got home from, you know, maybe not a movie premiere, but he was at, like, a store on Rodeo Drive. Like, he was all right. You know what I mean?
Chill.
Ain't nothing wrong with that dude.
He was looking chill. He didn't look like nothing was wrong. But, you know.
Sipping after Tom Hanks. Anyway, big shouts to Rihanna. I heard she donated $5 million to the coronavirus relief in some capacity. And big shouts to all the NBA stars donating money to all the event staff and arena employees and team employees that are suffering. But honestly, I feel like the owners should be the ones that pay the money. Because they making the bulk of the money. But that's neither here nor there. What are you doing during your quarantine? Send me a message. You can do an Anchor voicemail. Comment on social media. Like, what are you doing during quarantine to stay sane? You know what we've done? We started watching some movies.
Right.
And I think movies are one of the things that can bring us closer. I love this movie that we started watching. It's like 8-9 of them. It's a good amount of them. So, right. What's one of your favorite movies that is like a trilogy or like 2 or 3, 4 or 5 of them? What's one of your favorite movies?
My favorite like movie that has sequels. I don't know. Why can't I think of any?
Like Batman, Spider-Man.
Oh, Batman. It would have to be Batman. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for saying that. It was Batman. Batman is the only, like, series that I've ever gotten into.
Ocean's 11.
No, I don't know that.
Fast and the Furious.
I only watched, like, 2 Fast and Furious. I've seen the other ones, but I'm saying, like, I only think I enjoyed, like, 2.
Resident Evil.
Didn't watch Resident Evil.
Y'all seen the Corona thing spelled a different way to be Raccoon City.
I about to say, no, I didn't see that.
That's the ground zero from Resident Evil. But anyway, which was also started in a laboratory deep underneath the city.
Right, but so, okay, we decided to help me lose my Star Wars virginity.
Oh, yeah.
And by that, I mean watching Star Wars for the very first time. I've never watched Star Wars. We're
gonna bust it wide open.
Right. I never watched it, and everybody talks about it. Everybody talks about Star Wars. Every couple years, another one come out. And so I've just been feeling so left behind. I was like, you know what?
Bust it wide open for the universe.
Right. We're going to use this quarantine to get to know the stars that are wars and finally get to see what it's about. So...
the midichlorians were speaking to you.
Right. That might have been it. Yeah. The force might have guided me to this place we're at right now.
You see what it was. Exactly. You see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But so I've watched... everybody asked me as soon as I put this on Facebook that I was going to be finally watching these movies for the first time. Everybody's like, what are you watching them in? Like, it's like, real. Like, that was the first response of everybody was like, what order are you watching them in? And so I'm like, wow, that's so weird that was the first question. But I'm watching them in what order is this? The chronological order?
Well, it's not the actual chronological order of release dates,
right.
But it's the chronological order of intention by the author of the movie. So we're starting with episode one, which is with little Anakin being a slave, the pod race, and Jar Jar Binks, Darth Maul.
Right.
I forget what the name of it is. I think it's called, I don't know. Star Wars 1.
Right. Star Wars something episode 1. That's what I told him. I was like, episode 1? He's right. Like, oh, yeah, it started at 1. So I've started at 1 so far. We done got through the first one and the second one. And overall, I'm hooked to the story. Like, I'm interested to see the next story. Now, a couple of rap lyrics kind of make sense to me now with now knowing what certain characters do.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I was like, oh, okay, I remember when such and such said this. Now I know what they mean. I can't think of the exact lines in my head right now. Okay. I wish I could. I wish I was that good.
Right.
But now, like, certain...
the total recall.
Yeah, certain things kind of make a little bit more sense because a lot of people reference this movie.
Star Wars is a cult classic. I think the first one came out in 73. The second one came out in 77. They re-came out with the movies in the 90s, and they just kept redoing them and adding little characters and nuances here and there, making the sound better. Then finally, they announced they were going to make more Star Wars movies, and people fucking lost their minds.
Right.
But I think a lot of knowledge is hidden within Star Wars. I mean, about like any movie plot, especially that a movie that can extend past just one film. But I think a lot of subliminal ties to Africa and African people, or you know, like just straight up the image of Darth Vader. The mask looks like the Sphinx, no lie. That alone with James Earl Jones' voice being the Darth Vader character in the first movie that I ever saw, because when Star Wars came out, the first three didn't exist.
Right.
So the first, you know, few, the voice of this character that you don't see his face, I think, until later on in those movies. He's this black guy that you know as the voice of Mufasa or King Joffrey Jofa.
Right.
And he's the dark Jedi. You know what I mean? He's the dark Jedi. And then the word Jedi, in my studies later in life, I'm living in Harlem and I'm studying at a comedic temple, and it's like Jetty was the first magician, like a master magician, and it's spelled DJEDI. And that's from like Medunita. It's like hieroglyphics. It's stuff on the wall about this stuff, and that stuff on the wall from Jetty or Jedi leads you to the Sphinx, which is Darth Vader. It's King Joffrey Jofa. It's Mufasa. It's African. It's black people. And then you know Samuel L. Jackson, Mace Windu. He's got a black lightsaber.
Right.
What's black light? It's purple.
It's like, yeah, he just got the purple one.
He the only one with
it. Do they ever, are they going to explain that later on in the movie of why each person has a different color or anything like that?
I don't know. We'll have to pay more attention to a part later, but to my knowledge,
so far,
I'm not sure nothing has been said about it, but it really speaks to that.
Right, but I noticed that when Anakin was just an apprentice, his was like blue, I think.
I know there's a part.
The other dude had a green one.
Yeah, Yoda has a green one. I think the Dooku had a red one.
Right. So
Darth Maul has red ones.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, was there a reason for the color? Mm. But I don't know. I didn't notice anything in the first two movies about it. That's why I'm asking.
Well, later on in the series, there's going to be a part where a character is discovering, an instrument, and it might be some more to the story there, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll see then. We'll see. I mean, I'm invested in the story so far. So I will say, for this to be... You know, like any of those people that are like, I've never watched Star Wars. Am I missing anything? No, you're not missing. Like, you know, if you continue to not watch it, it's not going to ruin your life. But if you're like us and you're chilling and you really ain't got nothing to do, I think it's really a nice
and it's a
so
good
far.
Story.
The storyline is good.
It's got romance. So. It's got action. It's got intrigue. It's got political nuances that relate to today. Trade routes and federations blockading trade to initiate war to have a whole nother purpose of creating order, and it's crazy.
Right. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. So I would definitely, because people have been asking me how I feel about it and stuff. I was like, wow, I didn't know so many people like love or don't know Star Wars. Like. It seems like all the people who know it, like, love it. And then all the people who don't know it just ain't never watched it. You know what I mean? Like,
that
never
part.
I haven't came across somebody who watched it and was like, oh, I hate Star Wars. You know what I mean? So I don't watch it.
I think if you've ever seen Star Wars, you've seen them all.
Right.
Or close to.
Well, me you've seen personally. Two or three. I was never really into like action movies when I was, not action movies, but I guess fantasy movies when I was younger. I watch a lot of Disney movies.
I still haven't seen the last one.
Other than like an actual animation cartoon, I didn't really like special effects movies.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know if it's because I do videography and stuff. But it's just like I always can see how fake it looks. Mm. Like, so I always used to avoid movies that had a lot of special effects.
Well, this next one here, let's pay attention to the space scene.
But I'm over myself now. Yeah, like, I'm over that now. I watch a lot of movies with special effects.
You gotta see some
now.
Of this stuff they do.
But when I was younger, I was real like uppity about that. I was like, ugh, it's not special effects and I don't wanna see it. Like, I'd rather just watch a documentary.
I can do this outside on some cardboard.
Not that. It's like, I'd just rather watch a documentary. You know? Like, I was like, nah, I'd rather watch something that's real because it's fake. Like, why am I watching this fake? It was after wrestling was proved fake to me. And so, you know, I went through this whole, like, everything that's fake, I can't have a part of it. I only read nonfiction books.
I knew it was fake, but the character Stone Cold Steve Austin was just like so intriguing to me, the way he would like flick people off, drink some beer, fuck shit up, and walk away.
No, that was just a red thing. I knew a bunch of
people. I would watch it just to stick around for that part. That was the only part I wanted to see. Nah.
I didn't like that. But no, that's what I loved about The Rock, though. The Rock was my favorite character.
Oh, shit.
He's my favorite.
When he came about, that was something special,
Rocky. You know what? I could go for a YouTube binge of old
'90s.
WWE.
F.
I mean, it got
to be WWE. Give me that F, motherfucker.
Because when they was WWE, that's when that shit was litty.
And they ain't give a fuck about it.
Right.